Democrat Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District visits with us today on the Congressional Corner. How's it going, Congressman? Is it what you thought it would be?
It's going very well. You know, it's hard to say if it's what I thought it would be. It's been very unpredictable. You know, there's a lot happening, obviously. But what I've tried to do from the very beginning is stay tied to home. You know, I come back every chance I get. You know, I'm making sure that I do a lot of town halls. We did 11 in our first 11 weeks, one in every county. We've created a bunch of different advisory committees from, you know, the ag space to the veteran space to small business to healthcare, building that bridge between home and D.C. So on top of that, we're going to open up our fourth office in the upcoming week in Sullivan County. So we're excited about just staying tied to home and making sure that I am representing the needs and the interests and the wishes of those in upstate New York.
So I just saw that your opponent in the last election, John Faso, has announced he will not run against you again in this election. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't really spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on my eventual opponent, if there's going to be one. A lot of the focus that I a lot of what I do day in and day out, as I noted, is just focus on how I can keep helping the folks at home. So it's hard enough just, you know, making sure that I'm doing right by the community and making sure that I'm staying on top of those issues that matter, whether it's healthcare, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's opioids, whether it's, you know, water contamination. I mean, I've introduced 10 bills, you know, since I've been in Congress out of my office, not to mention the 80 or so that I've co-sponsored. And I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I live up to all the things that I said I would do, whether it's the public option, whether it's making sure I'm advocating for rural broadband, whether it's making sure I'm dealing with the opioid crisis or helping our family farmers who are getting devastated by the administration's trade practices. So these are the things that I'm focused on right now, and I'll continue to focus on those things moving forward.
So, like, what do you do, Antonio? You get down there, you get off the plane, then what do you do?
What I do is it depends. You know, usually we have votes on the day that we come in from home, the fly-in day. They're usually around, 4 o'clock, actually 6 o'clock. I usually get in to D.C. around 3:30, 4 o'clock, meet with my team here and go over the week ahead, you know, think about what we want to tackle, you know, review the issues on deck and take with me all the information that I was able to learn and glean while I'm home. So, usually we vote that evening. Actually, we always vote the evening we fly in. And then we hit the ground running, you know, for the rest of the week. And then I tend to go back home either Thursday or Friday, whenever the last votes are called for the week. And then I get home, and I'm everywhere when I go home. And I'm blessed to be able to come home for at least 1 week. That's called the in-district work week per month. And in fact, we have our upcoming in-district work week next week, or this upcoming week, you know, and I'm excited because I'll be doing a number of town halls. I'll be at the doing a town hall in Saugerties, the Ulster Town Hall. I'll be in Schoharie for doing some stuff there with a number of schools. You know, I'm excited, and I think I'm also doing something in Rensselaer for the Regional Chamber of Commerce. So I'm going to be a bunch of places while I'm home during the in-district work week, meeting with students, meeting with small business owners, meeting with farmers. And that's the best part of the job, is being able to come home and stay connected and make sure that I know what the needs are of the folks I represent.
Okay, so let me ask you a psychological question. You know how they always ask you these questions, who are you closer to? Politically, who are you closer to, AOC or Speaker Pelosi?
I'm closer to my constituents.
I knew you were going to do that.
I mean, those are the folks I care about, man. Listen, you got to understand, there's a reason why I stay so engaged with home. And there's a reason why I'm getting out there connected with everybody across the political spectrum. One of my two favorite words to hear when I'm out and about talking to folks is, you're everywhere. Because it signals to me that I'm actually getting out there and people are feeling connected to me. One of the things that I wanted to fix once I became a congressperson was not just to pursue policy that I thought reflected the needs and the wishes and the desires of my constituents, but to also restore people's faith in true representation. And that means actually staying connected. That means being accessible. That means being transparent. And that's the only way you can truly represent the folks you serve. So for me, if you're asking who I'm aligned with, it's the people that I serve.
I didn't say aligned with. I said closer to.
I'm giving you truth serum.
I say, Antonio Delgado.
You know what my truth serum is?
What?
My constituents.
I get it. Okay. We saw last week the president had a an infrastructure meeting and with Speaker Pelosi, and he said he's not going to talk to her as long as he's being investigated. What did you make of that?
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, we have opportunities here, particularly in the infrastructure space with the crumbling roads, rail, bridges, broadband in our case, and cell service, and all the different things that we could be doing, build hospital buildings, school buildings. You know, there's a lot of things, water infrastructure, that we could be investing in, getting folks working again. We need a bold vision to upgrade America from the 20th to the 21st century when it comes to our infrastructure. We have not made that upgrade. And if we actually commit to that with a real robust package, it'll get folks working again. We can tackle problems like climate change by investing in energy efficient technology. There's so much opportunity in this space. And so it's unfortunate that we can't pursue these things. And not just infrastructure. I mean, you know, the House, for example, just passed a great piece of legislation on healthcare, bipartisan, that is meant to tackle prescription drug costs. And it makes it easier for generic brands to get to market faster. Does away with things like prescription or brand name companies being able to pay generic brand companies to not go to market. Or it enables or prevents the practice of generics who just park their generic brand until they see fit, and then not allow other generics to come up from behind to get to the market, which obviously has an impact on the ultimate price of the pharmaceuticals. So these are things that we've actually passed in the House right now. It's law that just came out of the House that is now stuck as it approaches the graveyard that has become the Senate. So we're doing a lot of work, both in the infrastructure space, in the healthcare space. You know, we've got to get to a place here where we can figure out how to work across the aisle. And I'm very proud of the fact that I've been able to introduce a number of bills that are bipartisan, you know, whether it's in the farming space where we lifted the cap on Chapter 12, whether it's the opioid space, the Mainstream Addiction Treatment Act, which I'm proud to be a part of as a lead on. You know, we've done things in the water contamination space with the toxic release inventory around PFOAs. This is all bipartisan legislation, veteran stuff that I've been able to work on as well.
So Antonio, I'm sorry for stopping. We only have a minute, but you have nothing critical to say about the president pulling his stunt.
Well, I just told you it was very unfortunate.
Okay,
that's critical. I mean, the fact of the matter is, why can't we focus on an agenda that we know will bring everybody together? Infrastructure will bring folks together. Bringing down the cost of prescription drugs will bring folks together. These are areas where they should not be wedge issues. These are issues where we actually can come together. Things that the president spoke about during his campaign is wanting to deal with. So let's deal with them.
It's Antonio Delgado of the 19th District. Antonio, thank you so much for being with us. When we come back, we got lots more questions tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.